I want to show you a clip of liberals giving a talk at Portland State University. Heather Hying, Peter Boghossian, and I believe it was James Damore are pictured here. They are liberals talking sense, talking facts, and I want you to watch the reaction.
Let's look at differences between men and women that are explicitly anatomical and physiological. Are men taller than women on average? Does anyone take offense at that fact? Are you irritated?
There's always a standout.
So I would say you could be irritated by it. You could be irritated by the fact that women have to be the ones to gestate and lactate. You could be irritated by a lot of truths. But taking offense is a response that is rejection of reality. So men and women are different on height. They're different on muscle mass. They're different on where fat is deposited on our bodies, right? Our brains are also different. So there.
Security! This is what happens. Oh, did they shut off the volume? Can you hear? Can everybody hear?
Brainwashed.
Should not listen to fascism. It should not be tolerated in civil society. Nazis are not welcome in civil society.
Fuck the police! Cover the people!
Okay, where are we going as a society? How are these people able to exist? I mean, should we cull the herd a little bit to let these crazy people go? I mean, if something doesn't fit into their hug box of freshman year sociology, they're going to get upset. Anything outside of their beliefs they can't handle. This is the definition of snowflake. The slightest amount of heat given to their existence and they literally melt down, as you just saw. I don't know why we give these people the right to vote. I don't know why we don't put them in an insane asylum. If I were going to get upset at the fact that I believe 9 times out of 10 that you measure me, my height, against LeBron James, LeBron James is going to win. I don't understand it. It's just fact. You want to get upset about fact, as Heather Hying says. You want to run away from it. You want to deny its existence. No, you deal with what's in front of you, and then you work to solve it in the best manner that you can if you have a problem with it. Like she said, I can be upset about the fact that LeBron James is taller than me. That makes me a little bit crazy, but I can't deny the fact that it's true and exists in this world. The only reason that these people still exist is because they live in a zero-gravity environment where everything is given to them, where the government rains money down upon them in the form of stimulus or whatever else, or student loans, and then they want me to pay for their education with student debt relief. For these people, for these insane monsters. And this is in public. This is them knowing that they're being videotaped. What do you think that they're like in private? These people are insane, and we must move away from that and allow them. Maybe we should just allow Portland, just box off Portland, put barriers around it so nobody can come in and out. We can airlift and drop food in there, like the Marshall Plan in Germany, and let these crazy people devour themselves because they don't contribute anything. They're nuts. They're unhappy, miserable. I don't know. I just can't even imagine the society today that people would get upset that somebody stated that men are on average taller than women. Like, it reminds me of the time when I told somebody that two-parent families on average yield significantly better results than single-parent families do, and I was called racist, and they looked like these people a little bit, and this was years ago, so it wasn't quite as bad, but I was absolutely shocked. Nothing shocks me anymore. These snowflakes don't shock me. Let them melt down, but let them melt down on their own. Give them their own little area away from the sanity so that they can be insane with each other. Just put them in a mental asylum called Portland. Peace.